Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In the news, the future of the Behavioral Health Unit at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic will be determined during a meeting early Wednesday morning. The CCMH Board of Trustees are slated to meet at 7:45 a.m. in Conference Room Number 1 to vote on whether the facility should remain open or other options. Options to be considered on the trustees' meet Wednesday may include eliminating the mental health unit entirely or downsizing it from 4 to 8 beds. The smaller facility would be relocated to the special care unit after remodeling is complete. Hospital officials have said even if the BHU is relocated, it would still cost about $250,000 a year to operate. An audit report showed the facility lost more than $344,000 in fiscal year 2011 and used up more than $500,000 in funding. News time is 8:01.
I'm so frustrated.
I have always had cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish Network. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions and just want to talk to a live person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish Network, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store. Store 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
Well, the Red Oak Volunteer Fire and Rescue Association Incorporated has received a donation of more than $75,500 from the estate of a local woman. According to reports, the bequeath comes from the estate of Doris Alquist, which also contributed to other local nonprofit groups and organizations. Funds from the donations will be used for the association's free smoke detector program, the goal of which is to place a working smoke detector in every home in the Red Oak area. The detectors are available from the Red Oak Fire Department. In state news, Governor Terry Branstad says he's begun meeting with local government leaders to discuss an overhaul of Iowa's commercial property tax system as he seeks to build the broad consensus needed to gain approval of big changes. This more deliberate approach follows a lengthy standoff over the matter during the 2011 legislative session that was largely blamed for the extending the session until the end of June. Last session, Branstad's plan to make deep cuts in commercial property taxes worried local government officials who argued the revenue was essential to pay for key public services. Their opposition was one reason Branstad's plan failed. This time, Branstad is meeting with officials and has proposed spending $50 million a year to reimburse local governments for revenue they would lose from his proposed reductions. Texas Governor and presidential candidate Rick Perry will be winding his way across Iowa during a bus tour in the coming weeks. According to Perry's campaign, the presidential hopeful will begin his tour this Wednesday with stops in Council Bluffs, Harlan, and Denison. Perry will be back in Council Bluffs on December the 27th, the same day he has stops planned in Clarinda and Creston. Additional details on the times and places for his stops will be announced later this week. Perry, you may recall, was in Atlantic September 16th when he spoke to a group of employees at the Coca-Cola bottling plant. Atlantic is not included on his latest bus tour through Iowa. Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry is fighting for his political life in Iowa. 4 months ago, the Texas governor was seen as conservatives' national savior. But with 3 weeks before Iowa's leadoff caucuses, Perry is retooling his message from the strict jobs focus he started with in August to one promoting him as a conservative outsider who will fight special interests. He's also fallen back on his Christian faith with two recent ads promoting Christian themes. Bulk of his recent Iowa campaigning has been at forums sponsored by conservative evangelical groups. The strategy change is a sign of pressure he faces to revive his faltering campaign. So far, it's unclear if it's working. Democrats and Republicans are alike are accusing Mitt Romney of being out of touch after he said during this weekend's debate that he would make a $10,000 bet with Rick Perry. The former Massachusetts governor didn't back away from the comment Sunday, but said he's been told he's not a good gambler. He said his wife told him after the debate that he has done a good job and told him he does many things well, but, quote, betting isn't one of them. Romney's Republican rivals and Democrats have used his remark to portray him as out of step with concerns of most normal Americans. They say $10,000 represents more than 3 months' salary for most people. Texas Governor Rick Perry in Iowa Sunday said that kind of money represents pocket change for Romney. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich's trailing rivals derided the leading GOP presidential contenders as insufficiently conservative in hopes of regaining momentum in the race. Minnesota Representative Michelle Bachmann again combined the two into a Newt Romney character during a Sunday interview. Texas Governor Rick Perry said voters aren't looking for a fact-spewing robot. And Representative Ron Paul says Gingrich and Romney come from the same mold. All are attempting to claw their way back into the campaign that suddenly has become a two-man race. Iowa's leadoff caucuses are coming quickly with a January 3rd start to a nominating process the candidates have spent months preparing for. Yet the race remains fluid, and the candidates are hoping to deflate Romney and Gingrich by noting similarities that could concern conservatives. John Huntsman skipped the latest presidential debate and is near the bottom in many polls, but he said he can surprise his GOP rivals in New Hampshire. He said people don't get serious about the race until perhaps a week to 10 days before the vote. Former Utah governor has written off the Iowa caucuses on January 3rd and is counting on a good performance in the New Hampshire primary January 10th. He tells ABC's This Week that the marketplace is still open and people are shopping for a candidate. Huntsman says he's going nowhere but up in New Hampshire and that state always upends conventional wisdom in the elections. He predicts that he'll be right up toward the top in the vote. Huntsman debates Newt Gingrich in New Hampshire today. Elsewhere in the news, a man who fell from a boat and through the ice at Clear Lake is expected to be okay. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office said 61-year-old James Anastasi of Clear Lake was using an ice boat Sunday morning when he fell into the water near a group of ventilators. He was able to crawl onto an ice shelf. Anastasi was treated and released. An Iowa man wanted for attempted murder and other charges has turned himself into authorities. Emmitsburg police say 32-year-old James Pietroso was on the run for almost a month before turning himself in. He was being held in the Clay County Jail on $100,000 bail Sunday. Pietroso faces charges of attempted murder, sexual assault, burglary, and violation of a protective order. Authorities in Iowa City plan to release details of their investigation into a police officer shooting of a 21-year-old man during a standoff on December 4th. The Johnson County Attorney's Office, the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Iowa City Police Department will hold a news conference today to discuss the shooting of Chad Neumeier. Police have said officers were asked to check on Neumeier after he sent a despondent text message to a relative and he was found outside of his home. After 40 minutes of talks, police say Neumeier indicated that he was going to pull a handgun that was seen tucked into his waistband. An officer shot Neumeier as another deployed a taser and a third fired beanbag rounds. Neumeier was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities have reopened U.S. Highway 15161 after an accident forced its closure for several hours in Dubuque. Dubuque police said the collision occurred around 2:35 p.m. Sunday, hampering traffic in both directions until well after 7 p.m. Police say a 19-year-old driver, Jordan Timmerman of Dubuque, lost control of his vehicle. It crossed the median and rammed an oncoming vehicle driven by a 62-year-old William Hare of Maquoketa, who was being treated at a hospital. He's expected to survive his injuries. Timmerman and a passenger were treated at the hospital and released. And authorities have released the name of a 65-year-old driver who died in a single-vehicle crash in Linn County. The sheriff's office identified the driver of the SUV as Raymond Schaffer of Springfield. The vehicle went out of control early Sunday on a frost-covered bridge in rural Marion. It struck a guardrail and rolled into a ditch. Schaffer was pronounced dead at the scene. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, authorities say a JetBlue flight from New York City to Salt Lake City had to make an emergency landing in upstate New York after the crew reported smoke in the cockpit. Monroe County, New York Sheriff's Office tells Rochester broadcast media outlets that the plane carrying 139 people landed safely at the Greater Rochester International Airport at around 9:45 p.m. on Sunday. U.S. stock futures have been falling as the initial enthusiasm over last week's agreement on fixing the European debt crisis is replaced by worries that it won't be enough. The deal would allow for a central European authority to oversee future budgets for the 17 countries that use the euro, but it doesn't help cut existing debt, which has caused Greece, Ireland, and Portugal to need bailouts and is threatening Italy and Spain. And the father of a 14-year-old boy who escaped from suspected Al-Qaeda militants in the Philippines says his son is a hero. Heiko Lundsman said he's proud of his son, Kevin. He said the last 5 months have been difficult for the Campbell County, Virginia family. Police officials say that Kevin escaped Friday and wandered without shoes for 2 days in the southern Philippine jungle before villagers found him. He's expected to be reunited with his family soon. News time is 8:10.
I'm so frustrated.
I have always had cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish Network. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions and just want to talk to a live person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish Network, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
And in our funeral announcements, Francis Madison, age 90 of Greenfield, died Friday at the Winterset Care Center South in Winterset. Funeral services for Francis Madison will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. John Butch Dennis, age 83, of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Saturday at the Cass County Home Care Hospice. Funeral services for Butch Dennis will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. And Ryan Tater Johnson, age 51, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ryan Tater Johnson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news this hour here on KJAN. The news brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.